السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Acts of charity and offerings are one of the fundamentals, moral and religious fundamentals and duties of our religion, of our faith, is to reach out to others and help them out. Whenever God spoke about prayers, as-salat, he joined it with zakat. Salat and zakat. يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة. It's very essential that we give and we pay and we donate and we help out what God has given us. Whatever we have, every penny you have in your bank account, in your saving, in your checking account, in your pocket, is given to you by God. This is a gift from Allah. We cannot deny this. So let's share what we have with others. But giving and offerings has adabs and manner and akhlaq. How do we give is important. Not just how much we give or whether we give or not, but how do we offer what you have? How do you share what you have is very, very essential and very important. The Quran says, when you give, give with humility, with humbleness, with love, with good intention. So be careful. Do not invalidate your charity, your sadaqah, your gift to others. Do not invalidate that. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن, with pirning, with favor, with reminders, وَالْأَذَى, or hurt and injury. Keep the honor of that person intact. Give that person who's in need, and you are financially much better than him. You are helping him, you are saving him, but still, his honor is more important. Do not disrespect. When you give, give with humility. Don't show yourself you are better than him, you are above him, you are superior to him. When he is hungry, if you don't help him out, he's going to die. Don't do this. Give him with honor. Respect his honor. Do not hurt his feelings. Sometimes the disrespect is material. The way they give the food is material. I've seen in some countries, rich countries, when they try to help poor people who work there, they sustain their economy, they are workers. Without those people, that country cannot stand for 3 days. The way they give them with disrespect. whether it is food or money or whatever, any help, with disrespect. I met a man just last week. He said, I lived in a Muslim, not my country, another country, for 50 years, half a century, 50 years. He just moved to Canada 4 years ago. I said, why? He said, because I was treated like animals. Like animals. I go to renew my residency, iqama, residency. The pass, the officer on the immigration, and he throws the passport. He throws my file. Doesn't give it to me, he throws. He's disrespecting me because I'm from different nationality. I'm from a different culture. I left, I came to Canada, I have respect here. I have respect. So, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بال. Do not invalidate and destroy your charity, your goodness, with injury, with hurt, with disrespect, with arrogance. Don't do that. Don't do that. When you give with respect. Give the way our imams would give. Imams, when their hand touches the hand of the sa'il, the beggar, they kiss their hand. They ask, why do you kiss your hand? He says, because my hand, this is metaphor, of course, metaphor. My hand touched the hand of God, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hadith that when your hand touches the hand of the beggar, as if it had touched the hand of God. This is how they give. The imam sometimes would not wait for the person to finish his request. They know what he wants. They grant it to him immediately, without delays, immediately. Sometimes the imam come behind the door. They ask Imam Hassan, why do you come behind the door and you give? He says, so I don't see his face, so he doesn't get embarrassed. I don't recognize him. He remains anonymous. I help him, and I don't see his face. I don't want to embarrass him. Look at the way our imams treat the society, treat the people. This is tarbiyah. Every act in Islam is act of tarbiyah. Every act of worship in Islam is an act of nurturance and learning and inspiration and refining. Every act. When God speaks about charity, you know what he says? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. When they pay charity, when they pay sadaqah, zakat, they are purifying themselves. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ, you are washing them. Have you seen your car when you take it to car wash? After car wash, it's a brand new car. You enjoy it. This is what sadaqah does to your soul, to your heart, to your character. It washes away the sins, the bad things. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ, purifies. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. This is a very sensitive issue. Don't break the heart of someone who's coming for help, to get some help. Don't break his heart. Don't hurt his dignity. Not long ago, one of my good friends, who's very generous, I know him. He said, one day, I had a state of emergency. So I went to Fulan asking him for some help. I said to him, I have a state of emergency. Otherwise, I would not ask. Otherwise, I help people. But today, I need help. He says, this person said to me, let me think about it. Give me some time. So he went inside. He said he went for a few minutes, but these few minutes went like a few years for me. I felt so humiliated, so disgraced, that I am the one who gives always and help. Now today I have a state of emergency, and I came to ask him. He says, let me think about it, you know. ليس جودا عطية بسؤال. It's not generosity when someone comes to you and you give him. It's not generosity. ليس جودا عطية بسؤال. قد يهز السؤال غير الجواد. Sometimes when you beg, even if you beg from someone who's not generous, he might give. He might give even if he's not generous. إنما الجود, truly, Generosity is when you give before they ask you. إنما الجود ما أتاك ابتداء لم تذق فيه ذلة الترداد. When someone knows you are in need, he comes to you. He says, I know you are in need. You didn't ask me. He offers. When you offer your goodness, your help, this is real generosity. When you offer your help. And sometimes, my friends, charity, an act of charity is material. Material. Food, drink, clothing, shelter, whatever. Sometimes it is moral and spiritual. Such as what? Someone who wants to go to the doctor's office, he doesn't speak the language. He doesn't drive. He doesn't know the way. You say, I'm going to take you tomorrow. Don't worry. I'll take you to the doctor's office. This is an act of charity and ihsan and wholesomeness. An act of worship. Helping someone out. Someone who's lonely, and you know he's lonely, he doesn't have a family. You spend some time with him. You go and visit him. You take him out for lunch because he's lonely. Take him out of his loneliness. This is an act of goodness. This is an act of worship. Sometimes training someone, you don't give him money, but you train him, you guide him. تَدُلُّهُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِ الْخَيْرِ Helping him out. Say, I'm going to teach you a way that you can stand on your feet. You teach him something positive, something good, that he becomes independent. He becomes dignified. This is also an act. الدال على الخير كفاعله. Sometimes you don't give him the money, but you teach him how to make money, to teach him how to make shelter, to teach him how to get a treatment as if you have given him that treatment. الدال على الخير. When you teach and guide as if you have done that yourself, you get the credit for that. You get the credit for it. And if we don't, sometimes people ask us, it happened. It happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone comes and asks for help the Prophet doesn't have. He didn't have, you know, safe box full of, you know, money. He didn't have. Sometimes he has, sometimes he doesn't have food. So how does he answer? He does not get frustrated or angry. If someone comes to me and I don't have, I will lash at him. I will say, look at me, I don't have. How do you ask me? The Prophet would not say this. The Prophet says, يَرْزُقُنَا وَيَرْزُقُكُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى I hope that God will give me and give you. That is the best way of apologizing. To apologize is to say, يَرْزُقُنَا وَيَرْزُقُكُمُ اللَّهُ May God sustain us. May God give me and give you. One last thing. The Quran says, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ما له رياء الناس. When you give with humility. And don't show off. One of the ways of showing off is when you give in public. You help people in public. It's not wrong to give in public because Imam Ali had four dirhams. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Four silver coins only. This was his entire, you know, estate. Four dirhams. He gave one during the day, one during the night, one in public, one in a private. And God said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ At night and at day, sirran, privately, wa'alaniya, in public. In public, sometimes to encourage others. We need to encourage others. When one of us gives, he might encourage others to give. It's okay. Not every giving in public is considered show-off or hypocrisy, no. But sometimes do your best to protect people's identity and to protect people's honor. Allah says, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ Like the one who spends his wealth to be seen by men, to be seen. Every time he gives single bite of food left over in his fridge, he wants people to acknowledge him. That is not good. You are hurting yourself. Before you are hurting others, you are hurting yourself. Because you are not purifying yourself. Because you are not doing this for the sake of purification and evolution, moral evolution and moral growth. You are doing this to be praised. And someone who would like to be praised on every incident is a selfish person. Is a selfish person. That person is never going to grow. It's not going to grow. If you seek the praise, no one is better than God in praising you. Believe me. The praise of the people gone with the wind has no value. Sometimes people exaggerate. Sometimes underestimate. They don't give you what you deserve. But when God praises you, it has a lot of meaning, a lot of weight. God praised Ahlul Bayt where? For giving the simplest meal, but at the time of emergency, at the time where they were starving. If you bring these 5 loaves that they gave, times the 3 days, 15 loaves, how much is it in the market? Nothing. But God brings a whole chapter 76, because of this offering, simple offering. God says this is great because they gave it at the time they were starving. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And then God, we are thankful to you. We are thankful to you. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. What you have given, what you have sacrificed is being noticed by God. And God is grateful to you. God is grateful. Can you see? God who gives us everything, and he's not supposed to be grateful because he's the source. He's the giver. But in this incident, God says, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. So remember, my friends, when we give with humility, with love, with care, so we do not hurt people's dignity and honor. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.